You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. Time for more politics this morning. Only 3 weeks left before the Democratic convention, which is supposed to be Barack Obama's big week.
I don't think we're looking for catharsis. I think what we're looking for is energy and excitement about the prospects of changing this country.
That's Barack Obama responding to a question about Hillary Clinton and her supporters and whether they need catharsis, because this week the big Democratic headlines have involved Bill and Hillary Clinton. Both will be headlining at the convention, and Senator Clinton's has suggested this week she may demand a roll call to highlight delegates she won this year. Joining us now is Takeaway Political Director Andrea Bernstein. Good morning, Andrea. Obama says that it's not about catharsis when it comes to Hillary supporters, but is it?
Well, it may be for some of them. I mean, most Hillary Clinton supporters, 80% by some polls, are now behind Barack Obama, but there's still 20% that he'd like to get. And I have spoken to some of them just in the past week who remain extremely angry and, in fact, are saying that Hillary Clinton should be disrupting his campaign so that she can come again and run in 2012. Now, signs to the contrary, comments that she made on somebody's porch in Palo Alto at a fundraiser, which was, by the way, for both her and Barack Obama, signs to the contrary, most signs indicate that she's being a pretty good soldier. She's going off today to campaign in Nevada. She'll be campaigning in Florida for him. I just saw her earlier this week in New York. And everything that she has said in any public setting has indicated her desire to be a pretty good soldier. Now, does that mean it's easy to fade into the sunset and say goodbye and, you know, not acknowledge that some tremendous amount of people voted for you? It's probably not easy to do that.
Well, let's talk about the Clintons headlining at the Democratic convention. What do you make of that, Andrea?
Well, I think it's pretty clear to everybody that Hillary Clinton was going to get a major role. I mean, I don't think that there's any way that you could have a convention and not have that. I mean, she did get 18 million to 17 million, depending on how you count them, votes. That's a lot of people. Barack Obama wants those people to vote for him in November. And more importantly, he wants them to be energized and go out and work and volunteer and organize for him. Bill Clinton was going to get a role. I mean, he's a past president. Past presidents get acknowledged at conventions. George W. Bush will be speaking at the Republican convention. He is someone with tremendously low popularity right now, so I'm not sure whether John McCain feels really great about that. But it is something that happens with past presidents. And, you know, the thing about Bill Clinton is he left his presidency when he's a pretty young, vigorous guy, you know, by historical standards, and has made it pretty clear since that he intends to have an active role in the Democratic Party.
But he certainly has had an active role in the primary process, and some would say even up until today, he has essentially refused to truly support Barack Obama in his words and deeds.
Bill Clinton, I think it's been very hard for him to relinquish the power. And certainly all kinds of things he said during the primary and even his sort of recent grumblings about whether Obama is ready for the presidency, that's vintage Bill Clinton. It's something that Al Gore had to deal with when he ran in 2000. And I think it's one of the reasons that Hillary Clinton was taken off the vice presidential list was because Bill was thought to be such a factor and such a loose cannon.
You know, it occurs to me, Andrea, and I may be just sort of demonic in suggesting this, that possibly Barack Obama is expressing some enthusiasm about Bill Clinton speaking at the convention because he believes that maybe Bill Clinton will kind of stick his foot in his mouth on national television and sort of take himself out of this race since he's been such an annoyance. What do you think? I mean, the best way to deal with him is let him kill himself.
That's a sort of hope against hope situation. You know, before Barack Obama came along, Bill Clinton was the star speaker at every event. He is someone who has a ability to galvanize not only his party, but to sort of lay out his vision in a grand way. And many people thought that his speechifying ability was a big problem for his wife when she began her campaign because she paled in comparison. So my guess is Bill Clinton will give a pretty good speech and continue to do what he does behind the scenes, which is make everybody anxious.
Although let's hope it's not like the one in 96, I think, that went on for like 3 hours.
It's true. That was a speech that went down in infamy. That was actually, I believe you're thinking of the one that the one that was before he was when he was the keynote speaker, when he played the Barack Obama role, and that was in 1988. 1996 was a long speech in Chicago. I was there, but it was the one about the bridge to the 21st century.
Oh, that's right, that's right. It was, but it was the 88 speech that really, like, not an awake person in the hall, I think, by the end of it.
Just want to remind folks that Evan Wright, who was an embedded journalist and author of Generation Kill, the book, and consulting producer for Generation Kill, the HBO miniseries, is still with us. And Evan, question to you when it comes to presidential politics this year, how much do you think the Marines on the ground in Iraq are paying attention to what's happening, and do they think it will make any difference in their lives?
Well, interestingly, while we were working on the production of Generation Kill, we had some Marines in the studio, one of whom was going back to Iraq and one of whom who'd been injured in Iraq and cannot return, and they had a little debate. And the injured Marine was saying that he hoped that McCain would win. And the one who was going back to Iraq said that his biggest concern was not the war, but the economy for his family back at home. And I thought it was an interesting little, defied my expectations there. So I think that the troops, who tend to skew a little bit right wing, are also very concerned about the economy. And so I think that is placing the presidential election in a different light than ones in the past.
And, you know, since 2003, there have been, you know, probably 2 million soldiers who have rotated through, Marines and Army and in all the services. So, you know, it's a much bigger constituency than it was when you were first an embed.
Yeah. However, it tends to be people serving again and again. By the way, I had to get back to something about the media that the troops have. When I was over in Iraq last summer, the interesting thing I noticed, a little trend there, was that a lot of the troops were watching The Sopranos, and a lot of the officers were talking about this, saying that The Sopranos was a great show to watch because it really explained the Iraqi politics, and that they viewed the sheikhs as sort of like Tony Soprano. And I actually heard this. I saw some younger troops looking at The Sopranos. I was with a general who came in, and he said, "That's a good show to watch, boys, because it'll teach you about the sheikhs we're dealing with here."
That's great.
Now, there's definitely a thought that
very
not
interesting detail
at first come to mind. That's Evan Wright, an embedded journalist and author of Generation Kill. And Andrea Bernstein, our Takeaway political director, as always, many thanks to you.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.